You said hell
Love
no.
Talk radio.
Okay. Josh Chavez, evidently, maybe you just came across the border. Respectfully. Okay? Skeet got the party drugs. You already know. Okay? Maybe you just came across the border. I don't know if you know what alpha male means. That's on you, nigga. Oh, you said please don't say your chat name. Look, the phone lines is open. If you like to call in, 319-527-6193. All right? Listen, man. Only thing I can tell you, Kanye is not crazy. Well, nigga, I take that back. He's crazy. But he has some validity to this. And I got one more video to show you. Shout out to Mav Hoffa. Let me go to my my history. I got something to show y'all. And y'all probably seen this shit already, but let me go here. Y'all know I'm going to be all over the place, so y'all got to forgive me, goddamn. Where we at? Hold on. Just give me 1 second. Hold on. Going through my history. Hold on. Sorry, everybody. Where we at? This it? No. Is this it? Right here. Hold on. Let me go. Right here.
You're still the one who acts smarter, not harder. Because the ones who make the most of their time are the ones.
You know what it is. This is fairly good. A lot of rappers, they get signed, especially nowadays. These labels, they crunch the numbers. They figure out what works, what brings them money, what doesn't. Rappers get locked up.
Uh-huh.
And rappers dying are two of the biggest
money
promotions
makers.
As far as money makers.
Correct.
For labels. Now, I've spoken to a lot of independent artists. Shout out to Source Walker. One of the things that he told me when I said, yo, Jay been trying to sign me. I'm like, yo, why wouldn't you sign? He said, because I don't want a label playing with my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's fast. That's
better. That means playing with... Okay, because I'm going to expose. That means playing with your butt. You know what I mean? No, listen. Because I've been doing this. No, because I feel like we gotta put it out there. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of... No, listen.
You ain't going to edit it out. Listen,
oh,
edit it out.
No, listen, because I feel like...
That's not what he meant, by the way.
Oh,
no,
listen.
That's not what he meant. I'm just saying in general because I feel like a lot of people, like... I had like 2 record deals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
they wanted your butt?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. What?
Smart.
Yeah, what happened?
You was fucking with G Unit.
Look,
yeah,
my man.
Hey,
nothing.
Hold on. You ain't blink.
Jesus, okay.
You said that.
Like,
yo, who with G Unit wanted your butt, bro?
Listen, hold on.
So look,
let me be clear, right? Not because it's not even funny. I'm keeping it real, right? It's not even funny. Now, I'm not a homosexual. I never did no homosexual shit. Nobody ever played with my butt. But what happens is...
There should be no butt after that last point. You period that, and then you...
Yeah, nobody never did,
But listen, what I'm saying is, you know... They proposition you. They do things indirectly. Like, they might send a stylist at you. Right?
Yeah.
They might send a stylist.
Hey, wear this.
And the stylist is being all extra tight. Listen, homie, we ain't doing that. Or they might invite you to a party and there's no bitches there. It's a sausage party. Wait, hold on. No, you know what I mean? So a lot of guys, artists that get into this game, they want to get deals. They get in, they got talent, they got good intentions. And then...
Have you been to these parties personally? Have you seen them?
You can't get...
That's a Doggy Diamonds question.
Is
that
going?
Right.
You can't make it to the real party because somewhere, if you're not a homosexual, they got a filtering out process.
Yeah.
So they're sending stylists. They'll have you out and about because they're trying to drug you. So you be in a studio session late at night and they'll see if you a meatball, they'll go ahead hit this blunt. You ain't see the blunt get rolled,
or your bro take this drink right here.
And you like, hold on, bro. Listen, homie, I ain't with that. And some dudes would get drunk. Like, I've been in studios with artists, famous artists, and I've seen niggas.
I'm going to bring it back a little bit. If I mute my mic, you're not going to hear it. Let me try it. I'm going to mute my mic right now.
and take a bottle that wasn't theirs and they in the studio all boozy. I'm like, I'm out. I don't know what happened to that person after, but that shit didn't, you know, it's like a nigga trying to get a chick drunk and want to pop. Right? So,
wait a minute.
You need to
help a nigga?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Are you saying?
Yeah, go ahead. Somebody at
G-Unit tried to get you, bro. See, look, you trying to sensationalize it. What I'm saying
I'm trying to figure it out.
I just told you. When you in this business, right, and you got talent, they want you because you got influence. The devil's job is to get as many souls as possible. So if you got the potential to be influential, they want you. Not because you're talent, because they can use you as a tool to push their agenda. Now, in order for them to fully put you in position, they have to make sure that you're willing to get in position. And that position is taking dick in the ass, bro.
The thing about today is that you know, the gatekeepers that used to be there when my
they're
people were
there.
Coming up.
They're not.
Because
gone,
let me tell you, between the internet,
Fee is very
goes deep into subject, and I like his point of view. So let us see, Fee.
Get the red one.
What you say, Fee?
Hold on.
You're gonna find rich people. Who are welcome and congrats playing for the other side.
French people.
Period.
French
I'm not
people.
Saying that.
French.
But this is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying like it's just a hip hop thing or whatever. You're gonna find that. Now, whether it makes you uncomfortable, whether it makes you feel like they're trying to get you, that's a different thing in itself.
I'm different
than y'all. Yeah, now, first of all, listen.
No,
I'm telling you, Vivendi, y'all can Google that. Vivendi owns Viacom. It's umbrella company. This motherfucker, this shit don't change, right? That's one. Two, with the music business, once they see you got potential to be influential over the masses, like we said earlier, you said a fan will look at you and be like, yo, you motivate me. You motivate me. I motivate people that fuck with my music. So you're like, yeah, we want him. We want him. We want math. We want him. We want smart, right? So now they want you to push this evil shit. Now you thinking like, all right, fuck it, it's lit. I'm trying to get on.
Yeah,
they throw
yeah.
money at you because, you know, we be real niggas. So for the rip, you're like, all right, this is cool. Then you start seeing the funny shit.
Yeah.
And then you see other niggas, not saying you. Let's just say it's another nigga, another rapper, right? So I'm a rapper, not you. It's another rapper. And you think this nigga's official. So we come in together. We like, yo, you start seeing this nigga get less and less official. Now he doing a photo shoot. Now the stylist is playing with his balls on a photo shoot. You're going to sound like this. You're like, hold up. All right, my nigga, I ain't with that, bro.
What?
So now once they see, it's like hazing. In order for you to get to the next
did
level.
Did you see a stylist play with somebody's balls?
Shout out to Mad Papa. I got another one. Hold on.
Yeah. like that in the music industry that made you say, you know what, I think I'm at the wrong party, I need to leave?
Oh, well, yeah. For that, we end up with in L.A. I got one for you. I got actually a whole bunch of them, but I'll give you this one. We was in L.A., and we was getting ready to do the Hollywood movie, sign up for it anyway, you know what I'm saying? It was me, Paul, Ron from Ron's House, you know what I'm saying? Big and Rob. From Big and Rob, the Fantasy Factory. It was Flavor Flav, 36 Mafia, Run and Big, and Rob and Big. All of us was in Sony getting a deal for the TV show. But we ended up having to make our own trailer. But when we did that, we had to go out. You know, party with people, hang with you. So we went to this mansion party, man, Paul and Juice. And then the mansion party, they was in there, wow, it's a motherfucker, you know, cocaine everywhere, weed everywhere, hoes everywhere, motherfucker naked. It's off the chain. So I ended up went in this room where the majority of niggas was in there. I thought they was getting high, but they was freaking and shit. And Paul, them like, oh, yeah, I had came out the room and said, hey, Paul, what the fuck? He said, oh, we forgot the key, Crunchy. You got to go take one for the key. I'm like, take one for the fucking key? What are the fuck y'all talking about? They said, oh, yeah, that room you just went in. That's why we were laughing behind the hill when you was going in there. Because, you know, them fakes, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas over there, they on some bullshit. You get what I'm saying? So they like, yeah. So for us to get this TV show, me, you, or Paul, you have to go in there. One of us got to go in there and take one for the team. So we were figuring that, you know, you can go in there and take one for the team. And I was like, oh, shit, y'all niggas pull the shit like a motherfucker. But, you know, hey, man, I ain't going to be able to do it. So, you know, one of y'all got to do it. And they kept pressing me to go do it. Yeah, you know, so that was one of the wildest shit I ever been in. Now, I can tell you, another one we was in, I think it was,
pictures. Now you hear that shit? He said, me, Jay, or Paul gotta take one for the team. And look, hey, Jay, Juicy Jay, and Paul, they know that he gotta take one for the team. Okay? So at the end of the day, basically what he said, Mika Walsh, he said, him, Jay, and Paul, right? 36 Mafia. They went to a mansion party, right? So in order to get that TV deal, right, they had to do some things to get that contract, to get that TV deal. A Country Black walked into a room, and he seen people freaking off. So, like, men on men and female on female, the whole Caligula shit. You understand what I'm saying? So he came up like, no, there's some freaky shit going in there. And Juicy J and them was like, listen, me, Paul, or you, this is Juicy J or whatever, you got to take one for the team. So they know exactly what needs to be done. You have to play with some nigga balls. You got to let some nigga put their finger in your ass or whatever the case may be. Basically, sausage party, bend over, take one for the team. He said, man, I ain't going to be able to do it. So all of this relates to what Kanye West is saying, what Isaac Cappy is saying, that all of this, it's a small club. The entertainment, Hollywood, hip-hop, all of this is a secret society, a boys' club, a sausage club. This is exactly what these niggas be doing. And Kanye West said, and I'm going to read it verbatim, he said, and what he taught, he exposed about him having sex with a baby, that joke that he did. And he said, yet another reason why Skeet got to stay away from my children. Okay? Now, that's a dude that, you know, basically was raising his kids. So now he can't really see his own fucking children. And this pedo nigga, alleged pedo nigga is around his kid. He know what type of shit this nigga on. This is Hollywood. Niggas talking. Niggas gonna basically talk. So a lot of these entertainers that you see now that's in the forefront, a lot of them, especially the ones from back in the day, these niggas went through that door. They went through that filtering system, like Smart said on Mav Show, shout out to Mav Hopper, that, you know, pick and choose. They look for the right one, the one who was willing to basically go against their moral compass, that's willing to do anything and everything for that money. And that's why Isaac Cappy was like, he messed up, you know what I mean? Because he went all the way down, you know, into this satanic bullshit, and he did not hurt any children. He's seen it. I was looking for the video where he basically said about Seth Green when he was in his crib, him and a couple of people, they sitting there watching a movie. And once the movie is done, he was like, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, y'all want to see something, guys? He goes to his bookshelf. He like pulled back a book or hit a button or pushed a book or whatever, and the goddamn bookshelf slid to the goddamn side, and it was like a stairwell leading to the basement. And he said, I'll paraphrase it again because it's been a while. He said that we got children, like it's children down there, some shit like that. And these motherfuckers down there allegedly tied up and shit, using them for basically a sex slave. These niggas know exactly what the fuck is going on. Let me just show you this goddamn picture real quick. Everybody, please make sure you hit that like button, please, for the algies, please. All right? You know what I mean? If you like to donate to the platform, please show some love to the platform. Now, the 93, right? You see that? And look at all this shit, little baby shit and all that. This down the third, little skull shit. You know what I mean? You know this nigga, he on some pills, some all types of drugs and da-da-da-da-da. This is the type of shit that, you know, the Kim Kardashians, you know, the Kardashians, that's what they need that. And you know, they need them souls like that. Smart just said the devil, they need more souls. You know what I'm saying? The Aelites, they, you know, like mine. Like they like-minded people. If you're on that same frequency, you're like-minded people to them. Kanye West, crazy, but I don't know. But maybe he's seen a lot and he's stayed away from it. As you can see, he's not, I don't know, but he don't drink, he don't smoke, he don't do none of that. So his 2020 vision is really clear. His penile gland is on point. You know what I mean? It's working at a high frequency. You understand what I'm saying? So you see that 93? Let me show you this since I still have the goddamn thing up. Hold on. Where we at? Right here. Okay, now that 93 represents a significant number in Thelma. The what now is a religion founded by occultist Aleister Crowley in 1904, whatever, and is a practice of adding up the numbers that correspond to the letters in a word to form a single number. 93 adds up to Thelma. Thelema. Thelema. The law of Thelema centers around two phrases. Do what thy wilt shall be the whole of the law, and love is the law. You understand? Symbolisms. Occultic numbers. All right? So, look, hold on. Aleister Crowley is, what's her name? George Bush Sr. Wife? Father. I forgot her name. I forgot the mother, his wife or whatever. That's her father. Look up a picture of George Bush Jr.'s mother or George Bush Sr.'s wife and put in Aleister Crowley. Her mother went with him back to London or Europe or some shit. And was in those, you know, she was one of them, you know, I guess, loose types. You know what I'm saying? Look up the story. I was doing all this shit years ago, and that's how my channel got fucking took it down. So I'm going to take this video down myself. But all of this shit is connected. I don't know if you know, but God damn it, this shit is real. So we can't blame Kanye West for, you know, coming out like that. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at his documentary, let me click on something. No, not this one. Excuse me. All right, this one. His documentary on Netflix, you got to see the rise and fall and rise of Kanye West. You could understand his story. He's a little loose screw, but you could understand the transformation to why he is, you know, where he at now in dealing with this industry. You know what I mean? Now you can see there's a method to his madness. You understand what I'm saying? So it's you know, we gotta understand, you know, what these motherfuckers is facing in this industry. Barbara Bush, thank you, Immortal, God damn it. Barbara Bush. That's Aleister Crowley's daughter. Do it. Should have freaked your ass out. But it's really true. Now I wanna Jay-Z wore that hoodie too. Do what thy will. Look it up. I would like to take some phone calls real quick. I don't know if anybody wanna call. Please let me know if you wanna call, man, because I'm about to get up out of here. All right. And I think I'm gonna play some of this shit tomorrow. But this shit right here is crazy. Let me check the phone shit. 319-527-6193 if you wanna call in. All right, please make sure you don't see the neighbors. Oh, okay. Kanye wore a MAGA hat. Yeah. It's crazy. Let me see. Kanye need to get out of the public eye, ignore Kim, and focus on his kids. But see, here's the thing. Women, you know what? We're gonna take it there. I'm going to play this video to answer your question, what you just said about don't forget about Kim. Try to take care of your kids. Check it out. I was watching this last night. Where we at? Hold on. Trust me. Y'all going to like this one. Give me a second. All right. Hold on. Right here.
The most
John Legend and his... Oh, come on, man. John Legend and his wife. The rabbit hole goes deeper. Do y'all know that his baby moms, she was, remember her tweets? And she was talking about, allegedly, allegedly, messing with them young children and shit like that, giving those PG, I hope y'all understand, the pizza, code words. You understand what I'm saying? Look, this shit ain't no motherfucking game. But, I'm going to try to listen to this whole thing on your own. 22 minutes and 23 seconds is do women understand a man's struggle? And this is where they talk about a man's kids. I'm going to go to this dude first. I'm going to skip because I know the exact part. So I'm going to let this man right here talk about as far as dealing with women and what they do, as far as what they do with the child's father. If they're not together, they use their children as a pawn. I want to play this dude part right here, and then Matt Hopper, that's going to answer your question. Check it out, man. Let me see if y'all can see it. Yeah, y'all can see it. All right, let's get it. This shit going to answer your question. Let me mute my mic.
What up, Ray?
He did
not. No, he did not.
No.
He didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
He did
not.
Nobody's celebrating it. That's what y'all are. This is what I've been trying to say. Yeah. Y'all are leaving out this whole idea of even though people should do the right thing, it gets to the point where nobody gives a fuck. And I'm going to just leave this woman. I have a wife, which I don't like talking about on camera no more, but I'm going to say it the last time. I have a wife that is way more pro-women than y'all. You cannot believe it. Nonprofits, everything, defending women to the depth. And I will be saying what Math is saying. You're not understanding. You're not seeing. It wasn't until it happened to her brother and she could identify because now she's not partial. She loved her fucking brother. right? Right, and her brother was in jail and all types of shit when the kid wasn't around, right? She didn't give a fuck. You know what she said? We got family here. I'm here. You're here. We're all here. What's going on? But you know what? Baby mama didn't give a fuck, all right? I was in my kid's life for 16 and a half years. My daughter's 18 now. It's been a year and 7 months. I've given up jobs. You know the Good Father Award? I've given up jobs. Niggas been clowning me in the fucking music business. You're the Father of the Year Award. All of this wild shit. I gave my $750,000 crib to my baby mama, my daughter, her future husband, and they knew baby, nigga, and it was not enough. It doesn't matter. The influence is there. When it's taken away, I did a whole piece on this. When they need your money and they want your money, yo, go to daddy, blah, 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 blah. When they don't need you, when another man comes in, when they go up, you know what? I don't want his shit no more because I don't want him to look good no more. Right. I don't want that shit. It's personal because you're not with me. It's not as simple as wanting to raise a kid. You're not with me, right?
Right.
But you want to love this motherfucker. And this motherfucker looks like me or you, which I'm fucking pissed about. This is what y'all not thinking about. It's the whole psyche thing that's going on right now. It's not just as simple as I lay down with them and my father's a deacon. Because my father ain't always been a deacon. My father's a street nigga. Okay, first and foremost, and found God later. You know what I'm saying?
Which one was it? What preacher are you going to tell me that wasn't?
I didn't say, I'm not talking about the preacher. I'm talking about specifically my father because you brought him up as to be a deacon.
And I know you just said that. So I'm just.
Now, this dude always throws shit off. So I'm going to skip to his part. Trust me, if you watch it, he has some good points sometimes, but sometimes he convolutes and distracts the point of the conversation. So I'm going to skip. Trust me, I watched this like 2 times last night. So I know what I'm talking about. I'm going to skip him. Let's get it.
When you go forward, there's so many different variables that go on. This is an emotional topic. That's why I don't like talking about, like, relationship talk goes, and no matter what people think,
so abstract.
It's sides that are taken. My side is very different because I grew up in a home that my mother and father have been together. They still together for 47 years.
Mine too.
But my sister's father was never around, and they were my twin sisters. So I see the dynamic of who comes in the house and how they're taken care of.
And this is the issue.
What was the conclusion, though?
Now, again, this is the answer. These dudes is emotional. Now, you see, thank you, Nicolette. And I swear to God, I'm glad you said that because you know why? Women is so fucked up because a man who is expressing what hurts him. This girl right here, oh my God, Misfit, she's a battle rapper. She's nice too. Shout out to her. She's from Brooklyn too. What you said, Nicolette, is what, are you talking about these dudes that I'm playing on the video? If you are, Nicolette, this goes to what you're saying. She called them bitter. So a man who was expressing how he feels about what hurt him, how is that bitter or emotional? You only talking about... How can you do that? I don't understand people. I know a man, you're supposed to show your emotions different, da 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 da, and just suck it up. But at the end of the day, men go through a lot of shit. But let's code traffic. I realize most New Yorkers are emotional, okay? And I guess you're from the country or something. I don't know. So, all right, I'll hit you with this. Maybe, you know, I guess country people just like fucking their cousin. You know, like shit like that. So it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? You know, anyway, let's keep it pushing.
Because for me, I was out of my daughter's life for a year, and I was out of another daughter's life in 9 years. The year when I got back into their lives, my daughter would have moments where she was happy and she would get angry out of nowhere. What's your mother? A six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I asked her, like, what? Why are you angry with me? Hey, Daddy, why did you leave? A six-year-old. Right. It wasn't my choice. My nine-year-old, she's not nine. She's 12 now. We have up and down days where she's like, you know what? I just want to be with my family that didn't leave. You know what that does to me? You know what it did to her? And she has to boot. In her mind, she's conceiving that her father didn't want her mm-hmm. when it's not true. Mm. This is what men have to deal with. I know it's like, but you know, we got to deal with stuff. Everybody got to deal with their stuff. Everybody got to deal with their stuff. But I feel like, to a certain extent, our issues don't get acknowledged because we're men. And we're supposed to be tough. We're supposed to handle these things.
I don't think that.
But the rest of the world does. That's what the world does.
Yeah, the moment we complain, we're bitching. You just called us bitter.
Yeah, because you were sounding...
What you summed up as bitter mm-hmm. are moments in my life that tore me up.
Right.
That you labeled as bitter.
Boom. Now, Jane, Nicolette, you just said that your child's father was deadbeats. That's your fault, honey. You dealt with niggas that didn't give a fuck. Once y'all stop fucking with each other, they didn't care about the child. That's the shit that you have to live through. So I don't know if you was listening to what they were saying. They are talking about you being with somebody, you have a child with them, and you grow up raising your child. But things are not working between you and that goddamn lady. But the lady would use that child against you for you to not see them. You don't think that man's supposed to be hurt about that? That's a man who wants to be there, not a deadbeat. So the child, just like my father said, the child is going to look at you like, why did you leave, daddy? Baby girl, I didn't leave. It's your mother that kept me away from you. What are you talking about? You understand what I'm saying? The same shit with me. And I'm a good father. Real men don't cry, so you're not a human. Men aren't supposed to have feelings. I think a lot of y'all are really special in the head. That you don't supposed to care about your child. So a child that you love, that came from your loins, that you raised since they came out the goddamn womb, how would you know who she was? See, this is why I have a whole new mindset with women. Because once y'all stop fucking with each other, y'all keep the child away. Y'all damage the child. And the man don't supposed to be hurt behind not being with their child. Y'all have to be the most retarded, egotistical, self-centered people on the planet. Now, if it's a deadbeat that don't want to be there, I mean a deadbeat, then okay. I really don't get it. I don't get it, and that's why women is crazy. Men are too, but don't call the men who are good fathers that wants to be there, express their feelings about a certain thing that happened. You understand what I'm saying? It that wants to be there but can't. How can you express what you feel I could talk without name calling. What are you talking about? Listen, if you don't want to hear it, if nobody want to hear what I say, it's so easy. Just click off. Okay, so like I said, this is crazy. So that's why I look at life totally different with dealing with women, and especially having children with them, because in the midst of that, when you get mad, they're used. This is a general thing that is common. It happens a lot. And then on top of that, they'll call the men Debbie, and they be feeding the child lies as if that man didn't want to be there for their child. Why we can't look at the women on a poison that they spewing in that child because she and her child's father is not together? Why we can't put the spotlight on the women? So all got to be on the men. And when they express that, when that conversation presents itself, when that conversation presents itself and they express something that's personal to them because they can relate, they experience that. How is that bitter or emotional? You don't supposed to be emotional over your kids? Men and women, let me ask a question. When is it not good to be emotional about your children? I really want to know that. Somebody, please answer that. Somebody tell me. That just really let me know the mindset of certain people. And that's just that. That's just that. Okay? Man, that's crazy. Real women don't use kids against the father. You don't supposed to do that. It happens all the time, righteous. I am living proof. I am living proof of that as well. And a lot of y'all who've been following me, y'all know. So am I being emotional? Or being emotional, is that a wrong thing? Being emotional in that context, in that situation, that means that man is hurt. That means he really cares about his children. That's crazy. And for women to think like that, you got their right. That man, you supposed to go hard for your kids. I don't look at it as emotional. That man was taken out of his kid's life for no reason. Or whatever reason it is, because of the mother and father relationship. That has nothing to do with the child. That child ain't got nothing to do with the shit that mama and pop is going through. It happens to men a lot, but then call them a deadbeat. You ain't there. What if the tables was turned, though? What if it was the other way around and it was on you, mama? Should we call you emotional? Oh, you should be because you're a female. There's different levels of emotions. Emotions can be described as caring, love, undeniable love for your child. It's all about the context of the situation, the context on how it happened, how it transpired. If that man is a deadbeat, treat him as such. If that man is, you know he's a good man, and you know he's a good father, will provide, just because y'all ain't fucking with each other, keep the door open for that man to be in his child's life. But I digress. This is just a whole new outlook for me. And on that note, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I'm going to leave it there. Love you, Shaheen. Love you, Amari. And I'm out this motherfucker.